Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph Oma Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rafua Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipashon Ben Fega Rachel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Yisachar Ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yubad L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doif. So today's daf, Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph, is the daf that discusses the Shniyos La'arayos. So what are Shniyos La'arayos? These are arayos that are Aser, but only Aser Midrabon. So they're relatives, however, not closely related enough that the Torah prohibited them in terms of marriage. However, they were close enough that the Chachamim felt that it's important that we say that a person not marry those relatives, because if you're going to marry those, you may end up marrying the arayas that the Torah said you're not allowed to marry. Now, why are we talking about Shniyos La'arayos and Mesechtes Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph? It's because the Mishnah, the very important Mishnah, the Mishnah that began with the word klal, the Mishnah Daf Chof Amud Aleph mentioned Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, Chaylatzes V'loy B'Seabemes. And the Mishnah said, what does Isser Mitzvah mean? It means Shniyos La'arayos. So if a woman would fall a Yibum and she's an Erva, but not an Erva, she's an erva derabanan. The halacha would be chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. So once we mention shniyos la'arayos, so we take this opportunity to insert a daf and change in shas that's going to deal with the topic of shniyos la'arayos. So the Gemara is going to begin first talking about meheicha teisi. Chazal had the right. What gave them the platzes to institute and create all these women that midrash says a person's allowed to marry, suddenly you should not be able to marry? And then we're going to have the more technical, the more yevamis aspect of the daf, which is going to talk specifically what exactly the shniyos la'arayos are. So zok the halig gemara amar Rava. Rava said remez l'shniyos min ha'torah mi'nayim. Rava understood that if the chachamim instituted shniyos la'arayos, there must be some hint in the Torah that this is something that they were supposed to do. So Rava was inquiring. He wanted to know what exactly is the remez to shniyos la'arayos. So he said shenemar. It's the following pasuk. It says in the parash of the arayos, ki es kol ha'toyevos ho'el asu anshei ha'aretz asher lefneichem v'titma ha'aretz. So the pasuk's describing the arayos and refers to the arayas as hatoyevos ha'el. Now, these are obviously the arayas that are mentioned in the Torah. Now, ha'el, said Rava, means kosher. These are the very bad, very severe, very serious things that they did. Michlal de ikarakos. Must be that there were also less severe, similar things that they did. Those things the Torah is not saying is aser midei raisa. The Torah is not saying they're in the parish of Arayas with Chorus and Mamzer, but at the same time, the Torah is hinting to them, and as a result, it's a wink-wink to the Chachamim that this is something that maybe you should incorporate. What would be not the Koshois of the Arayas, but rather the Rakois of the Arayas? Shniyos, it must be Shniyos. Says the Ramai Mash, the High Lishna de Kosho. How do you know that the word El is a Lishna de Kosho? The Chsev, something Gemara says, is a precedent to this. It says, Ve'es Elei Ha'aretz Lokach, that he took the strong people of the land. So you see that the word El is a Lashon of Kosho. Zok the Gemara, Le'im Apligid Rab Levi, would you say that this statement that we just said from Rava is at odds with something that Rab Levi said? I'm Rab Levi. Rab Levi didn't just say, but he famously said, Kosho, ancient the punishment that a person gets for cheating somebody in business, specifically when it comes to measurements, is more severe than the punishment that a person is going to get for violating the arayas. Why? Because in the parash of arayas, it says the word el, the pasuk we just mentioned. But with regards to someone that's dishonest with his measurements, it says, ki toyavas Hashem Elokecha kol oisei eile. And the assumption is that eile is more chamur than ale. The Gemara's kasha is that if ale means kasha, so you would think that ale is not suggesting that this is not a severe thing. Faker, it's suggesting that it's a very, very severe thing. So midos is more kosher than arayas, because by midos it says ale, and by arayas it says ale. It almost implies that ale is not a lashon of kosher, which is the opposite of what Rava said. Rava said ale is kosher. In fact, kosher is michal de karakos. That's even the remez to shniyos. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a steer at all. Ale kosher, the ale kosher me ale. They're both true. Ale is kosher, and it says El Bayarayas, and that's how you know Koshis Michal de Ikarakis. But at the same time, what Rav Levi said is also true, that Kosha Oinshan Shal Midos Yoisim Yoinshan Shal Arayas, because over there it doesn't just say El, which is Kosha, it says Ele, which is even more Kosha. Fake the Gemara, parenthetically, the Gemara said, Rav Levi said, that Kosha Oinshan Shal Midos Yoisim Yoinshan Shal Arayas, because by Arayas it says El, by Midos it says Ele. So the Gemara asked, Kape Arayas Nami Yoksev Ele, it says the word Ele by Arayas as well. There's another pasuk that says, Ki Kol Ashe Yase Mikol Atoy Evois Ho Ele V'nichas Rana Foshes Hoises Mikaravam. This is not just a pasuk in the parish of Arayas, a very important pasuk in the parish of Arayas. This is the pasuk that's the Makar to the Keshet. Rabbi Yoyin, this is the pasuk that teaches us that this Chayvi Krisus for every single Erva, but the bottom line is it says the word Ele. So if it says the word Ele, so what's the Hechrich that Midos is more kosher than Arayas, because there it says Ela, there it says Ela, it says Ela there too. So the Gemara says, Ahulamute Midos Mikares. The reason it says Ela over there is not to tell me that Arayas is very kosher, but the reason it says Ela there is to tell me only Ela, only these, only the Arayas have Kares, as opposed to Midos doesn't have Kares, right? You see, Midos to a degree is even more kosher than Arayas. So you could add a Havamina, then maybe there would be Kares by Midos. That's why it said Ela there, to teach me that there's no Kares by Midos, but Ela is not coming to bring out the severity of Arayas, it's just coming to tell me that there's no Kares by Midos. The word that the Torah used to bring out the severity of Arayas was Hatoyevois Ha'el. The word that the Torah used to bring out the severity of Midos was Hatoyevois Ha'ele. Ele is more chomer than El, and that's the Makar to Rav Levi, that Kosha Oinchen Shal Midos Yosem Yoinchen Shal Arayas. So the Gemara says Elamaychum Rayu. So at the end of the day, we're saying that Midos is more chomer than Arayas. In what way is it more chomer? It's not the Oinish, because fakert, the Oinish of Arayas is more chomer than the Oinish of Midos, because you have Kares by Arayas, you don't have Kares by Midos. So what did he mean? Kosha Oinchen Shal Midos. It's just the opposite. So the Gemara says, Hani Efshe B'tshuva, Hani Le Efshe B'tshuva. Arayas, a person can do tshuva. But Amidos, it's more difficult for a person to do tshuva. Arayas is usually Ben Adam, Lamakoim, and as a result, a Yid can do tshuva. Ken Zachos Beitin, and the Eibishte is Noisin Yad LeKabel Shavim. But when it comes to Midos, it's a Ben Adam LeChaveroi, and it can be much more complicated. And as a result, because of the fact that it's more difficult to do tshuva, that's what Rav Levi meant when he said, Kosha Oinchen Shal Midos, Yoisem Me Oinchen Shal Arayas. But the bottom line is, this is the first Makar to the concept of Shnius La Arayos. And what is that? It says, Ki es kol atoyevois ha'el. El is koshois. How do you know that? Ve es elei ha'aretz lochach. Miklal de'iko rakois. The koshois would be the Arayos, the Arayos, the rakois would be the Shnius La Arayos. Rav Yehuda Amar Meihach. Rav Yehuda said, I have a different makar to this halacha of Shnius La Arayos. And that is, it's a pasuk in Koheles. It's talking about Shloim HaMelech. And the pasuk says, V'izein v'chiker tikei mesholim harbe. What does this mean? V'amar Rula, I'm Rav Loza. Rula said the name Rav Loza. Koheles Shabbat Shloim. Before Shloim HaMelech came, Hoysa Torah doima l'kfifa she'in l'aznaim. The Torah was like a kfifa. It was like a basket that had no handles. It was very difficult to hold it. At Shabbat Shloim, until Shloim HaMelech came, v'asa l'aznaim. And Shloim HaMelech made aznaim. He made handles for it. Meaning, what he did was, is he instituted Isurei Derabanan, and by doing that, he made it more easy to handle the Dairaisas. Once there were Harchakas, and once there were things that were protecting the Dairaisa, so now the Dairaisa became more manageable. So the Rabbanans were actually instituted for our good. Shlomo HaMelech did it, but either way, this is the Remes. You want to know the Remes to Shnius? This Pasuk in Koheles, it's the Kabbalah, it's not a Pasuk in the Torah, but at the same time, this is what the Makar is. Rav Yishnia said, I have a different Pasuk, also Shlomo HaMelech, a Pasuk in Mishle. It says, Piro Eyu al Tavar Boy, Setei Me'olov Va'avar. What does this mean? Piro'eyu. So Rashi says it's Miloshin, but you find by the Nazir, he's a Gadel Pera. It means you should let it grow. Piro'eyu, cause the mitzvahs to grow, meaning create Isuri Derabon, and Al Tavarbay, and that's going to help that like this people won't violate the Dairaisis. Rav Ashi said, Moshe, Rabbi Yishol, I'll explain to you what a Moshe. L'adon, there was a person in Meshamer Paradise. He was watching a garden. Meshamer B'chutz. If he watches it outside the garden, Kula Meshamer, the whole garden is going to be protected. Meshamer B'fnim. However, if he's inside the garden and he watches it that way, so whatever is in front of him will be able to watch. But whatever is behind him won't be able to watch. So you'll only be able to watch part of it. So too, he felt that he had to go make the Derabanans to protect the Dairaises. But the Gemara says that even though Rav Ashi said a nice mashal, v'had Rav Ashi bedusahi, or sometimes the girsa is berusahi, right? So you find this Lashon very often in relation to something that Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi will say something in Gishmak, and then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi just was saying it, but really, if you think about it, it's not so oiskalt, and it's a bedu, so why? Because Hassam in Rav Ashi's mashal, shalafonav miyam mishtamer. In the person that's watching the field, in the middle of the field, so good, at least part of it, whatever he's protecting, he's protecting. But he loves shnius. But as it relates to shnius, paga be'erva gufa. People would end up violating the actual erva. It doesn't change the punchline. The point is that it was necessary for Shlomo HaMelech to go and to make our chalkis. Rav Kahana me'ach. Rav Kahana said, I have a different makar to shnius la'irayas. Also a pasuk in the Torah. It says, u'shmartem es mishmarti. And we learn from here, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. That you're supposed to make a mishmeres, you're supposed to make a shmira to my mitzvahs. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Sabaye told Rav Yosef, not surprisingly, ha'day raisa hi. So he said, l'chayr, if this is the case, it should be a day raisa. Because if the makar to shnius la'irayas is the pasuk u'shmartem es mishmarti, this sounds like a regular bona fide mitzvah in the Torah. So l'chayr shmias la'irayas, then it shouldn't be a din d'rabbanan, it should be da'irayasa. Rav Yosef told him da'irayasa. It's true, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Abu pirshu rabbanan. The rabbanan had to be mefarish what exactly it means. So it's true, it's rooted in a pasuk in the Torah, but it requires the commentary of the rabbanan in order to know what it means, and that's why shnius goes down as the rabbanan. So Abaye told him kol ha'Torah nami pirshu rabbanan. What I mean, the whole Torah is like that. You have psukim in the Torah. We don't really know what it means. And all part of the Torah Shabbat is Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem, Lamed Beis Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem. With the Rabbanan go, they darshin and they tell us what things mean. So why should this be any different? If the Makar is Ushmartim as Mishmarti, albeit with the Pirush of the Rabbanan, that it's referring to Shneis La'rayis, that L'chayra, based on all the Kalim we know from Shas, should make it a Deiraisis. Why is it only the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Elam the Rabbanan, you have to say that really, Shneis La'rayis, here in the fourth pshat is the Rabbana, and this pasuk that we're bringing is v'kras machta v'alma. All it is an asmachta v'alma. So the bottom line is remez l'shnius min ha'Torah minayin. What's the makar to shnius min ha'Torah? Again, it's a derabbanan. So all we're going to find is a remez. We're not looking for a full-fledged source. That would make it a deraisa by definition. We're just looking for a remez. The Gemara sometimes does it. Remez le'edim zoymimin shalokim min ha'Torah minayin makis tapes. Maybe the most famous one, but there are many examples of this where we look for a rem as a hint to something in the Torah, even though in essence all it is a derabbanan. So what's the rem is in the Torah to the concept of shnius la'irayas? And what emerged from the Gemara is we had four potential remazim. The first is from the parsha of arayas itself. Ki es kol atoy evo yisrael, el is a lashon kasha, mechal de ikarakos. The rakims would be the shnius la'irayas. The second makar was that it says Shlomo HaMelech was v'izein v'chiker tikei mishalom harbe, that Shlomo HaMelech went and he made certain things to allow us to be able to handle and to manage the Torah better. One of those things would have been shnius la'irayas. A similar pasuk, pira eyu al taver boy, which also means the same concept that he made a shmira with a whole mashal of Rav Ashi, and then finally ushmartim es mishmarti, asum mishmeres mishmarti, which the Gemara makes very, very clear, is merely Asmach de ba'alma, because if this was a real drosh and it feels like it, then it would be a din deraisa. But these are the four droshes that we have. Two are psukim in the Torah, and the other two are from Kehelis and Mishle, respectively. One thing that emerges a little bit from this Gemara is that the Shnius la'irayas, which is a derabbanan, would seem to be an early derabbanan. It would seem to trace itself back to Shlomo HaMelech. A pasuk in Kehelis, a pasuk in Mishle, we're quoting Shlomo HaMelech. So it would seem that Shnius La'irayas goes back to the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And we've spoken out many, many times. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on the Agadat Gemara, B'chayrus Tavches, the Sugi of the Chachmei Atuno, where the Gaon says, a lashon that all the Derabbanans were instituted in the beginning of Ayasheni. And the Mefarshi Agra, much a little bit, all the Derabbanans, can't be all, because we know some predated Ayasheni, but it's Ruba de Ruba for sure. So the overwhelming majority of the Rabbanans were instituted in the beginning of Ayasheni. There are some exceptions to the rule, and maybe from the most notable exceptions are Shnius La'irayas. Shnius La'irayas goes down as being a takon of Shlomo HaMelech. What's the makar? The gemara that we just learned. Two of the four makaris to a remes, the Shnius La'irayas, came from Shlomo HaMelech. One in Kayelis, which is Shlomo HaMelech. The other one in Mishle, which is Shlomo HaMelech. Just one short, nice sa'ara before we get into the shtarim, and that is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's a Gemara in Erevin Chafala from a base. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, B'shashat ikin Shloime Erevin u'netilas yadayim. When Shloime Melech was masakin Erevin, Eruv Chatzeres, and netilas yadayim, that a person's hands are shnius al tomei. You're supposed to wash your hands before you eat bread. Yotzis a basko v'amro. A basko came out and said, "Bini im chacham li becha yismach li bigam ani." There was a basko that came out. A Kadosh Baruch Hu was very proud, kaviyachol, of what Shlomo HaMelech did. Tosfos asks a kasha that it sounds like from this gemara that Shlomo HaMelech made two takanas that he contributed to the rabbanans. Erevin and Atila Sedai. Frey Toysfus is a Gemara Yavam, is Tav Chafalov, where in the Gemara it's Mashma that Shlomo HaMelech was Masak and Shnias Darius as well. So if that's the case, Frey Toysfus, so why does the Gemara say that Bishal Shatik and Shlomo Erevin and Atila Sedai in Yotzes Abaskol, Lechayru were missing one? There was a third Rabbanan that we know for a fact Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin. He was Masakin Shnias Darius. So Toysfus says that you have to say that maybe those two the Rabbanans, Erevin and Atila Sedai, Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin Bevas Achas. It happened in one sitting. As opposed to shneers, that happened at some other time. So, when Shlomo HaMelech was masaking those two, that's when the baskol came out. But when he was masaking that, but the point is, it's not that these are the only two things Shlomo HaMelech was masaking, because we know for sure there was a third. So why is the baskol mentioned regarding those two? Because those two happened at the same time, and that's boom, when the baskol happened. But Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, in the Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Yudal Amar Aleph, says a beautiful machshava. He says that Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin the Rabbanans. Truth is, he wasn't the first one to be Masakin the Rabbanans. The Lashon of the Chassam Sofer is that you find the Rabbanans, Kfar Hoyolo Yolamin. They go back literally to the beginning of times. He quotes Adam Arishon being Masakin the Rabbanan, Moshe Rabbeinu being Masakin the Rabbanan. So the origin of the Rabbanans predates Shlomo HaMelech. So why was it that when Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin the Rabbanan, meaning if Shlomo HaMelech was the first one to ever Masakin the Rabbanan, so that would be the color in this Gemara. Shlomo HaMelech was Mechadish, V'osu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, this concept, Izein, V'chiker, Tikein, so you can appreciate a little bit what the Basko was, but the Chassam Sofer says not true. It's just not MS. There were the Rabbanans before Shlomo HaMelech. So what was so impressive about what Shlomo HaMelech did that warranted and that triggered a baskel? So the Chassam Sofer said that there were many tzaddikim that made takanos and they made harchakis and they said don't do this and don't do that, because if you do this you may come to do that, and if you do that you may come to do this. But you know what Shlomo HaMelech did? Shlomo HaMelech didn't just come and say what you can't do. Shlomo HaMelech saw a problem. He acknowledged that this problem has the ability to go ahead and cause issues with the Yiraisis. So he said we have no choice, that we have to institute certain dinim, but at the same time let's make a takana, let's be masakin, so at the end of the day it won't shter the yid. So Shlomo HaMelech understood that there's a concept that you're not allowed to carry, the 39th of the Lamatas Malachas, and therefore he extended it to carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, or from your house to a Chatzar HaMishutefes, but that was going to make it very difficult. So what did he do? He made a takana. What was a takana? A Ruvi Chatzeres at the end of the day with a box of matzahs on top of a smarim, shankin a shul somewhere, you're able to fix the whole problem. Shlomo HaMelech understood that there's a concept of Tumas Yodayim, and we have to institute Stam Yodayim, Ashniyas L'Tuma, but at the same time, so what's going to be? So people are going to be Tameh. So he was Mesakin, he made a takon, he said, don't worry about it, I'll give you an Eitzah. The Eitzah is Netilas Yodayim. Sedech Sam Sofer, that was the Baskel. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's what he said. Wow, not only are you making issues and gzeirois, but you're making the takana, it's mamish refuah, kaidam lamaka, you have the eights of how you should go about it. That's, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im chacham libecha yismach avi libi gamani, and that's what that pasuk was referring to. So Taisa had a kasha that why we only mention Erevin Atil Sadayim? What about Shnias Larais? Shnias Larais goes down as Isurim, Arais, no eights, there's no workaround for Shnias Larais. Even the Yavama that's a Shnias Larais can't do Yibum. So Shnias Larais at the end of the day is an issue, and because it's an issue, therefore it wasn't included in the Basko, just like the Takonas of Adam Rishon and Moshe Rabbeinu and some of the Takonas, Shekvar Hoyu Loy Lomim, Lashani Azov, Shalacham Sofer, never warranted a Basko. And with that, Zok the Heilige Gemara. So we're talking about Shnias L'Arayas, the short, very simple definition of Shnias L'Arayas, and really this is the definition in every other daf and shas besides today's daf, is that these are the Arayas, that Arayas with the Rabbanon, their relatives, they're not close enough that the Torah asked them in Achri Mois Kedoshim, but at the same time, Chazal understood that in terms of accomplishing what the Rabbanon is supposed to accomplish, they need to broaden the scope of the Suri Arayas to those women as well. So the Gemara is going to begin with a braisa, and this braisa is going to introduce the Shnias L'Arayas. Now we're going to see at the very, very end of the daf that this braisa is only a halba maisa. The braisa is going to mention some of the Shnias L'Arayas, but it's going to be a classic ton of the Shire, and We'll see already at the end of the daf, into tomorrow's daf, what some of those other shniyos are. So this braisa, even though it sounds like it's laying down the law of the land in terms of what all the shniyos l'arayos are, it's only some of the shniyos l'arayos, but it's very much a ton of a shire, meaning it's very much an inconclusive list. Zok de Gemara. So tanu rabban, mahin shniyos, what are the shniyos? Eim imoy. A person's mother's mother. Ve'im aviv, and a person's father's mother. Meaning a person's grandmother. A grandmother is not a erva midairaisa. However, the Chachamim said that a grandmother is going to be awesome. Now, just to give it a little bit of beer, and really, this is the theme and the spirit of everything that we're going to learn today. Imoy is an erva. It's one of the arayas that I mentioned in the Torah. Because imoy is an erva, so Chazal felt that eim imoy should also be an erva. If your mother, one madrega, older than you, one generation earlier, is an erva. So then your mother's mother, which is one generation above her, should also be an erva, or be a midrabon. Eim aviv is the same thing. If your mother's an erva, so then your father's mother should also be an erva. Now, just to be clear, because the Gemara is going to speak this out in the course of the sugya, really, eim imoy is more mistaber than eim aviv. Why? Because imoy is an erva. So eim imoy should also be an erva. Aviv is not an erva. So if aviv is not an erva, then why should eim aviv be an erva? The Gemara is going to say enochinami. Really, the ikur shnias la'rayas was eim imoy. But once Chazal wanted eim imoy to be an erva, they had no choice but to include eim aviv as well. And the Gemara is going to speak out that even though at first glance it feels a little bit like a gzera l'gzera, and we know that's not something we do, meaning eim imoy is only a gzera atu imoy. So eim aviv would be a gzera atu eim imoy. So isn't that a gzera l'gzera? The short answer is no. And the reason is because the geder of the takon of eim imoy is a baba is an erva. So if a baba is an erva, it doesn't matter if it's your mother's mother or if it's your father's mother. At the end of the day, it's one and the same, and it's for that reason when the Chachamim said eim imoy, they said any grandmother. So even though eim aviv is technically one step removed in terms of the thought process and the logic of how we're coming to the conclusion that this should be a shniyah, but at the same time, if eim is going to be a problem, then eim aviv has to be a problem as well. So the first two of the shniyahs mentioned in the Braisa are eim imoy and eim aviv. The eishnes avi aviv, a person's father's father's wife. The eishnes avi imoy, a person's mother's father's wife. Eishes aviv is an erva. A person's father's wife is an erva. If a person's father's wife is an erva midiraisa, so a person's father's wife will be an erva midirabban. Once the Chachamim asked a person's father's wife, they also asked a person's mother's father's wife. Even though really mother's father's wife, why would you make the gzeri? Your mother's husband is not an erva, so then why should your mother's father's wife be an erva? The teretz is because if they assured your father's wife, which is really your zayda's wife, so they felt they have to answer all your zayda's wives, not only your father's wife, but also your mother's wife. The eishes achiha of min ha'ein, a person's father's maternal brother's wife. So midai raisa, a person's father's brother's wife is an erva, but only if it's your father's paternal's father's wife. Meaning, if it's your father's brother, but they're achim mina'av, like in Yibum, they're achim mina'av. So if it's your father's brother mina'av's wife, that's when it's going to be an erva. If it's your father's brother, but they're only achim mina'im, they're brothers because they share a common mother, then that brother's wife is not going to be considered an erva mina'atayr. But you can see why the Rabbanim would have felt that that's a good place to institute a geder and a harchaka. So they said that eishnes achia of mina'im is going to be a problem. Why? Otu eishnes achi ha'av min ha'av. Additionally, the eishes achi ha'im min ha'av, your mother's paternal brother's wife. So your mother's brother's wife is not considered an erva midairaisa, even if it's mitzad ha'av. It's only your father's brother's wife that's considered an erva when it's mitzad ha'av. But your mother's brother, even when it's mitzad ha'av's wife, is not considered an erva. Stating that, the Chachamim said, if your father's father's wife is considered an erva when it's mitzad ha'av, then your mother's brother's wife also has to be considered an erva if it's mitzad ha'av. V'kalas benoy, your son's daughter-in-law. So a person's daughter-in-law is an erva, that's an erva midairaisa. So your son's daughter-in-law, that's one generation lamata, it's one generation lower, but it's the same thing. It's a svara to say that midrabanan should be a problem, and the same is true of a kalas bitai, a person's daughter's daughter-in-law, that too would be considered an erva midrabanan. So again, the braisa began by mentioning eight different examples of shnias. The braisa continues. Umutar adam be'eshes chamav. A person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. So a person's allowed to marry his shver's wife. That's something that's okay. Now, obviously, if his shver's wife is his wife's mother, then that's not okay. But that's chamoisa. But at the same time, as long as it's not chamoisa, if it's his shver's wife, that in of itself is not going to be a problem. Ube'eshes chargoy. A person's also allowed to marry his stepson's wife. Chargoy is a stepson. It's his wife's son. So a person is allowed to marry the wife of his wife's son. Va'aser bevas chargoy. A person is not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. Meaning his stepson is his wife's son. His wife's son's daughter is Bas Bina. She was actually mentioned in the Mishnah of the Chamesh Esrei Nashim. She's actually an Erva Deirais, and the Gemara is about to ask the question in a few lines that why are we talking about this in the Brayis of Shnias? L'chayr Asma B'Vas Chargo is not only Asma D'Rabbanon, that's actually Asma Deirais. The Chargoy Mutte B'Ishtoy, a person's stepson is allowed to marry his own wife, meaning a stepson is allowed to marry his stepfather's wife. So a person's allowed to marry his stepfather's wife. Ubebitnoi. Not just that, he's also allowed to marry his stepfather's daughter, meaning step-siblings are allowed to get married. And if that's the case, ve'eshes chargoy oimeres loy, it comes out that a person's stepson's wife can tell her husband's stepfather, ani muteres l'cha, I'm muter to you, ubiti asur lach, but my daughter is going to be asur to you. Because it comes out that the stepson's wife is muter to the stepfather, but the stepson's wife's daughter is going to be asur. In the event that the stepson has a child, that daughter is not just asur, that daughter is actually asur medeiraisa. Because a person's stepson's daughter is his wife's granddaughter, which is Erva Medeiraisa. So the Braisa says that what comes out is a little bit of a chiddush, because it comes out that you're allowed to marry your stepson's wife, but you can't marry their daughter, which is a little bit of a chiddush. So the wife you can marry, which is a generation closer to you, the daughter you can't marry. Now that's a chiddush enough. And not just that, in the world of Shnias L'Harayis, in the world of Gzeiris, you could see that if the granddaughter is Aser Midaraisa, so it would make a lot of sense that maybe the daughter should be Aser Midarabanan, but at the same time, that's the halacha, says the Gemara. Okay, this is the Braisa. Atkan the Braisa. So what was the Braisa? The Braisa mentioned the eight Shnias L'Harayis. Then it mentioned a few things that you would have thought maybe should be Shnias Eshes Chamav, Eshes Chargoy, then not Shnias L'Harayis. Then we said that Bas Chargoy is Aser, your stepson's daughter is Aser, even though that's really Aser Midaraisa. And then we said that the stepson is allowed to marry his stepfather's wife, also his stepfather's daughter. And then we said that there's an anomaly here, and that is that Eshes Chargoy can tell the stepfather, I'm muted to you, even though my daughter's us. So the Gemara says, Bas Chargoy Deiraisi. Why did this Braisa mention Bas Chargoy? It's not Asamid Deiraisi. The Chesiv is Bas Panav, Bas Bita. We're dealing with the Shnias L'Harayis. We're talking about things that are only Asamid Rabbanon. So why would we mention that that's something that's Asamid Deiraisi? So the Gemara says, from the Kabbalah, the Misni Seifa, because we wanted to say the Seifa. The Seifa is Eishes Chargoy Emeresloi. The wife of the stepson can tell the stepfather, I'm muta to you, ubiti asurulach, and my daughter's asa to you. And even though my daughter's asa me deirais, like we just spoke at, the rabbanon never made a gzera. So we wanted to set up that. Meaning, we wanted to set up this interesting osnam, this anomaly, which is that even though the granddaughter's aser, but the stepson's wife, the mother, is not going to be aser. That's a very big chiddush. So we wanted to shtel avek that the granddaughter's aser. She's not going to aser medeiraisa. She's not in the braisa to teach us the chiddush of the iser. You'd be mavesed, or parshas achrimos. You'll know she's aser. The reason she's mentioned in the braisa is because we just said that a person is allowed to marry eshes chargoy, which then means this chiddush that the wife can tell the stepfather, Ani Muteres Lecha, Biti Asur Lecha. So we wanted to say Biti Asur Lecha. So we mentioned Biti Asur Lecha, not to teach me the Isser, but we mentioned Biti Asur Lecha to bring out this anomaly. So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, Eches Chamav Nami Teimo. So why doesn't the Braisa say that the father-in-law's wife can say a person's allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. That's not considered one of the arayas. So why doesn't the Braisa say that Ishas Chom of Kitzei Ani Muteres Lecha, I'm mutter to you, even midrabanan, because it's not one of the Shnei's arayas, Ubiti Asur Lecha. Yet my daughter would be Asa to you. Because in the event that she had a daughter together with Chamoisai, so it would come out that that daughter is Achais Ishtai. Right, a person shver is his wife's father. So if he now got married to someone that's not his wife's mother, but had a daughter, that daughter is going to be his wife's sister. They're achoyos min ha'av. So she's going to be included in achis ishtoi. So it's going to come out, you're also to the daughter and you're mutter to the mother. So if the Braisa made such a big deal about the fact that a person's allowed to marry ishas chargoy, even though you're going to create this anomaly, so how come we didn't say the same thing regarding ishas chamov? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, ha psikale v'holoi psikale. The reason is because the iser of Bas Binah, that's an issa psikale. That's an issa that's there forever. A person's wife's granddaughter, he's going to be also to as opposed to Achos Ishtoi is not something that's always Aser because it's only Aser B'chayel. So as much as it's an anomaly, but it could be only a short-term anomaly. It's not an anomaly that's necessarily always going to be there, and it's for that reason it wasn't mentioned. Zok de Gemara Vaita. So we mentioned the Braisa, and the Braisa mentioned 8 examples of Shnius La'arayas. We mentioned it's ton of Ashayas, so really there's going to be more examples of it as well. But before we get there, Amar Rav. Rav said, Arba Noshim Yeshlam Hefsik. Of all the Shnius La'arayas, the ones that we mentioned and the ones that we're going to mention, 4 of them have a hefsek. But the rest of them don't have a hefsek. So what does that mean? So for example, what were the first of the Shnius La'arayas that we mentioned in the Braisa? Eim imoy ve'eim aviv. Eim imoy means a person's mother's mother. Not just a person's mother's mother, Dr. Av, but a person's mother's mother's mother. It's your great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother and great-great-great-grandmother at Soif Olam. It's always going to be that way. The same is true for the aim of it. The same is true for all that rise. So all of these Shnius La'arayas, it's not just them, but you can go Lamala and Lamato. It's Ein Lohem Hefsek. There are 4 arayas, however, that are Yesh Lohem Hefsek. And the Gemara says that after Rav said this, Nokad Rav Yodei Klos. Rav said, I know 3 of them, but the 4th one, I'm not sure what it is. Okay, which 3 did Rav know? He said, Eishnes Achi Ho'eim Min Ho'av. This was one of the Shniyos. So a person's mother's paternal brother's wife, that's only a Shniyos La'arayas. A person's father's paternal brother's wife, that's an Erev Midiraisa, but a person's mother's paternal's brother's wife, that's only a Shnius. The Eishes Achiha of Minoim. Additionally, a person's father's maternal's brother, the Kalasai, and a daughter-in-law. So those 3 are going to be the 3 that are going to be Shnius La'arayas that are going to have a hefsek. Now, Kalasai, daughter-in-law, that's an Erev Midiraisa. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly Kalasai means. So let's just explain the 2 that, at the very least, we understand now. The Eishes Achiha Eim Minoav and the Eishes Achiha of Minoim, those are going to, at least the 2 so far that we understand what Rav is referring to when he said is the Eishlam Hefsek. So all the other ones are Eishlam Hefsek. These are going to have a hefsek. Now, what would be the difference? Why would these have a hefsek, whereas the other ones don't have a hefsek? So the reason is because Eim Imoy, for example, the shayrish of that shniyah is a deiraisa. Imoy is a deiraisa. Eim Imoy is takanada deiraisa. But being that Eim Imoy is an extension of Imoy, and Imoy is deiraisa, so therefore, Eim Imoy is a shniyah that's more chamor, and therefore it's Eim Lam Hafsik. So any one of the shniyos that are just an extension of an erva deiraisa, that's what you can have. But for example, Eishes Achiyah Eim Inoav is not rooted in any deiraisa. It's only a gzeira otu Eishes Achi Ha'av Minoav. So Eishes Achi Ha'av Minoav, that's an everyday Raisa. But Eishes Achi Ha'av Minoav is not an everyday Raisa at all. There's no Shoyrish Dei Raisa. We're answering it up to a Dei Raisa. Up is a hot nish kind Shoyrish Dei Raisa. Eim Imoy is considered to have a Shoyrish Midei Raisa because Imoy is a Dei Raisa. Even though it's not the same thing, Eim Imoy is not Bechlam Osayimon and Imoy. It's 2 different things. But at the same time, being that Imoy is Dei Raisa, so the Eim Imoy is going to be more Chomer. It's going to be a Shnius that's not going to have a Hafsik. As opposed to Eishes Achi Ha'av Minoav, where there's no Shoyrish in this particular erva midday rice as well. So therefore the halach is, even though it's going to be a shnius la'arayas, but the halach is it's going to have a hefsek. The same is true for Eishes Achiha of Minoim. The same is true for Kalosai, which right now we don't even know what that means. It was Ziri Moisev Ziri added to the list. He said, E'af Eishes Avi Imoy. The same is going to be true for a person's mother's father's wife. A person's mother's father's wife is also going to be an erva that's going to have a hafzik. So, for example, a person's mother's father's wife, but not a person's grandmother's father's wife. So it's stavke eishes aviyimoy. And the reason Ziri held that way is because Ziri held this also doesn't have any shayrish midei raisa, right? What's the shayrish? What would be the one generation lower? It would be your mother's husband. Your mother's husband's not an erva, right? The erva has to be an akeva. So your mother's husband can't be an erva. So why is eshes avi imoy even a problem? It's atu eshes avi aviv. Because eshes aviv is an erva deiraisa. So eshes avi aviv is a shnia. And we would go to eshes avi imoy atu eshes avi aviv. But in eshes avi imoy, there is no shayrish deiraisa. And because there's no shayrish deiraisa, even though it's a shnia, but at the same time it's going to be a shnia, that's going to have a hafzik. Amar Nachma Yisra, Nachma Yisra Zeb, a simonech, that a good way to remember which is the erva, which is the shnia, that Ziri was moisef as being one of the arayas that had a hafzik, the Eloi de Rav. Just remember the Eloi de Rav. He one upped Rav, he added a fourth. Rav had three, and he added a fourth. And it's not just that he one upped him, that he had the fourth as opposed to the third. His fourth was one generation earlier. So Rav's cases were your uncle, your daughter-in-law, as opposed to Ziri's case was already the Baba. It's Eshes Avi Imoy, so it's one generation higher, and because it's one generation higher, that's the siman to remember, that's going to be the Eloi Rav. So, tomorrow, Rav, my time, why didn't Rav hold of Ziri's? Right, Rav could have figured out Ziri's, why didn't he hold of it? So he held Mechalfalei Be'eshes Avi Aviv. He said, because it's true, Eshes Avi Imoy doesn't have any Shirish, but Eshes Avi Aviv does, and it's clear from the Shnia is that we're worried that if a person is going to be mater eishes avi imo, you may be mater eishes avi yoviv. So simply that you shouldn't get confused between eishes avi yoviv and eishes avi imo. So it's for that reason we treat the eishes avi imo as if it was an eishes avi yoviv. And eishes avi yoviv does have a shayrish in the Torah because eishes aviv itself is an everyday right. So we treat eishes avi imo the same way, right? Just to understand a little bit better. Really, eishes avi imo shouldn't even be a shnia. Why should Eishes Avi Imoy be a Shnia? It's only a Shnia Otu Eishes Avi Aviv. So new Eishes Avi Aviv is something that has a Shayrish, so Eishes Avi Imoy is going to end up being the same way. That's what the Gemara says. Zok Gemara Ze'iri. What does Ze'iri hold? Meaning, why didn't Ze'iri understand what Rav said? L'chari Rav is saying good. That Michal Falei Eishes Avi Aviv says. Ze'iri says, no. Hasam Shchicha V'Azol L'Hacha Lo'y Shchicha V'Azol. People don't confuse their Mishpacha from their father's side and the Mishpacha from their mother's side. And the reason is, the way Rashi explains it, people spend more time by Mishpachas Aviv than they do by Mishpachas Imoy. So therefore, if you tell a person that your arayas from the tata's side are a problem, but from the mama's side, nah, you're never going to confuse the two. Because in your mind, when you think of your kraivim, you're actually thinking more in terms of your cry from mitzad ab, then you cry from mitzad aim, and as a result, that's not something we have to worry about. Now, one of the arayas that Rav mentioned as being a shnius that the eshlan hafzik is kalosi. Great, the gemara kalosi deiraisi. That's deiraisi. The pasuk says ervas kalos chaloi segala. It's literally a pasuk in the Torah. Someone says aim a kalos benoi. No, it doesn't mean kalosi. What it means is his son's daughter-in-law. So if that's the case, Rav said there were four shnias that have hafzik. One of them, he knew three of them, but he knew there were four, and he said one of them is kalasi. Now we're saying kalasi can't mean kalasi because that's not a shnia. Elamai is kalas benoi. So you tell me kalas benoi has a hafzik. Tanya we learned to the Braisa, kalasi erva. Kalasi is a regular erva. Kalas benoi shnia. V'chinat ha'omer bivnoi. Uben benoi atzoyf kol adoyroi. So you see clearly that it doesn't have a hefsek. Ela aim of the Gemara says kalas bitoi. You have to say he didn't mean kalasoi. That's an everyday raisa. He didn't mean kalas benoi because that we have a braisa is ain lo hefsek. What he must have meant was kalas bitoi. Your daughter's daughter-in-law. That's what it's referring to. Amrav Chizda. A little bit of an anecdote. Hamilsim agaver Rabbi Shmili. He said the following thing I heard from a gaver Rabbi. Umanoi. Who is that? Ravami. It's Ravami. And this is what Ravami said. Quote. Lo asru kala ela b'pnei kala. The chum asra kala, a daughter-in-law. Because of a daughter-in-law. Amrli Kaldois, Rav Chizda said something very, very surprising. Rav Chizda said, I heard from the Kaldoi, these were the astrologers, he said, Malfona Haves. He said, one day you're going to be a Chacham. Aminos, Rav Chizda, when I heard this from the astrologers, I got very excited. I know I'm going to be a Chacham one day. But he said, it wasn't 100% sure, I hadn't interpreted what they were telling me. Meaning, what was his suffix? Igavri Rabba Havino. Did they mean to say I'm going to be a great man in Torah? Asper Midaiti. And he said, if that's the case, I'd be able to understand learning by myself, and specifically this one thing that I heard from Rabami. Interesting. So Rav Chizda heard Rabami say, Layasru kala ela b'pnei kala. It seems like around the same time he had gone to a stargazer, to one of these astrologers, and he told him that one day you're going to be a chacham. So Rav Chizda said, wow, I'm not sure what they mean, but he's going to be my medida. Let me see if I'll be able to figure out what Ravami said. If I can figure out what Ravami said, then probably it means I'm going to be a gaver rabba. That's very gewaldic. And mikridardik yavino, but it could be what they meant to say was, is that I'm going to be a mikridardik, meaning I'll be a chacham, but lav dafka, I'm going to be able to understand all the sides. I'll be a rebbe, I'll be able to teach, but lav dafka, I'll be a gaver rabba. And if that's the case, so I'm not going to know what Ravami meant. Ashalim rabbanon, also they knish, so when I see the rabbanon, I'll ask them. So it seems like a lot of drama. But the bottom line is, Mara says, Rav Chizit, hashto svartami daiti. And I was able to figure it out by myself. So obviously what they were telling me was is that I'm going to be a gaver rabba. And what did he say? What did Ravami mean? He said, Osru kala ela bipnei kala, Osru kalas bitoi ela mishum kalas benoi. Then when the Chachamim asked kalas bitoi as being one of the shnias, they only asked it mishum kalas benoi. Right, kalas benoi makes sense. Because what's kalosoi? What's the kalosi deiraisa? It's your son's wife. Also, your son's wife is a problem. So then your son's wife will also be a problem. But your daughter's husband is not an erva. So why should your daughter's son's wife be an erva? That's what he meant. Layosru kalas bitoi elamishum kalas benoi. That's what Rav Ami meant when he said layosru kalo elabipne kala. And that's why there'll be a nafgamina in terms of the severity of the shnia. That kalas benoi, like the Brisa said, is ain la hefsik. But kalas bitoi, that's going to have a hefsik. The Gemara says, Amalei Abayi l'Rav, Abayi told Rav, Azbelecha, let me explain to you. This halach that Rav Ami said layosru kalo elabipne kala. So it sounds like kalas bitoi is always an asa. It's always asa. Right, Kalas Benoi is a shneir. Kalas Bito is also a shneir. So Bais, it's not true. It's not always. It's Kegon Kalos de Bei Bar Tzai Soi. So Bar Tzai Soi, they had a lot of shneirs. And there was Kalas Benois and Kalas Bitois. And because there were Kalas Benois and Kalas Bitois, so a person shouldn't be machlif, so they said they're both going to be us. Rapapa, Kegon Kalos de Bei Rapapa Baraba. He saw it in a different family. The Kalos, the daughters-in-law of Rapapa Baraba, there too, there were a lot of the second-generation daughters-in-law. And again, it's easy that somebody would make a mistake, and therefore they had to ask Rav Ashi and Ken Kalos de Bei Mori Bar Isaac, that an example of this would be the daughters-in-law of Mori Bar Isaac. But the bottom line is that what we have here is the Braisa that talks about the Shnius La'arayas, and then we have Rav's Memra, which really informed us that not all Shnius La'arayas were created equally. So there's Shnius La'arayas, and there's Shnius La'arayas. There's Shnius La'arayas that are Ein Lahem Hefsek, and then there's Shnius La'arayas that are Yesh Lahem Hefsek. And the way Rav said it was that all Shnius La'arayas is Ein Lahem Hefsek. So, for example, Kalas Benoi is Osir, it's Kalas Ben Benoi, Kalas Ben Ben Benoi, Kalas Ben Benoi, Ben Benoi, Shal Ben Benoi, right? That's what it's going to be. It's always going to be a problem. Aim, Imoi, it's always going to be Ein Lahem Hefsek, with the exception of a few, the ones that have a Shairish in the Torah, the ones that don't have a Shairish in the Torah. Zakhti Gemara Vayit, Iboi Luhu, Eishnes Achiho Eim Eno Eima. What's the halacha with regards to a person's mother's brother's wife, but where the mother's brother is an ach min ha'aim, not an ach min ha'av? Is that going to be considered a shniyah, or is that not going to be considered a shniyah? So the Braisa, when it mentioned eight shniyahs, so two of the shniyahs were talking about such a case. They were talking about a case where it's your uncle's wife. Now, let's just back this up again. A person's father's brother's wife is an erev min ha'tayra, only when it's his father's brother min ha'av. So if the father and the brother are achim min ha'av, so it's an eish hasach of yibum, so to speak, that eish hasach, even if it's your father's eish hasach, that's going to be an erev min ha'tayra. That's clear. The Braisa said that because of that, we're going to add to that two shnias. One shnias is going to be, what happens if your father has a brother, but it's only his brother from the fact that they share a mother. It's his maternal brother. That wife is an eish hasach min ha'aim, so really that shouldn't be a problem. But midrabban, it's going to be a problem. Alternatively, a person's mother's brother. Mother's brother is not an erev in the Torah. But if it's your mother's brother min ha'av, then that wife is also going to be an erev midrabbanon. Right? You could see why people would confuse them. That would be an issue. Zakhti Gemara, very simple. What would be the halacha if it's your mother's brother, but it's your mother's brother min ha'aim? His wife, would it be an eish hasach? Or would it not be an eish hasach? So in this case, there's no tzad av. The case of the deraisa is where it's your father's brother and their brother's minoav. In this case, it's your mother's brother and their brother minoav. Where it's your father's brother minoav, or where it's your mother's brother minoav, that's mefurish in the braisa, that's a shnia. The shaila is, if it's your mother's brother minoav, you don't have any tzadav. On both stadim, it's a tzadim. Would that be considered a shnia? Would that not be considered a shnia? This was the question that the bnei yeshiva asked. Eisha sachiyah eim minoav ma'u. What's talocha? And the Gemara explains, Eisha sachiyah of minoav. The Eisha sachiyah eim minoav, the ikat tzadav. Those two cases that were mentioned in the braisa, it's a tzadav with the gaza rabbanon. But if there's no tzadav at all, it goes
maybe not. And even though the Brice didn't mention it, but we'll see. But Tanav Shire, because that's what the Gemara is going to get to, that there were other things that the Brice didn't mention. But that's the question. That for now, the Brice didn't mention that, we know that. But at the same time, is it Bedafka that it wasn't mentioned? Or maybe not. Amar Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, I don't understand. He gufa gzeira. Eishnes achiho e min ha'av is only a gzeira. Where it's your mother's brother min ha'av, it's not asa medei raisa. It's only atu, your father's brother min ha'av. So that's gufa gzeira. V'ananekim gzeira l'gzeira. So we should make a gzeira l'gzeira. Your mother's brother min ha'em l'chura, Rav Safra's tining would be aser atu, your mother's brother min ha'av. Your mother's brother min ha'av is only aser atu, your father's brother min ha'av. So isn't that gzeira l'gzeira? So amar Rav said atu kulu lav gzeira l'gzeira ninu. Everything we've been learning, the whole Brice of Shnia, is it shrines gzeira l'gzeira. Like we spoke in the beginning. For example, imay erva. Imay is an erva. Aim imay Shnia. The Gazral aim aviv, they were geyser on your father's mother, Mishom aim imay, because of your mother's mother. The time of my kulde imay rabasi karolei, because at the end of the day, it's your grandmother. And the Chama wanted to ask her all grandmothers, even though really usually there's a principle called that you don't make gzeir l'gzeir, but this would be an exception to the rule. Another example, Eishes aviv erva. Eishnes avi aviv shnia. Right, your father's wife, that's an erva min atayr. That's why in the Brice of the Shnias we mention your father's wife as being a shnia. Now the Gazral Eishes avi imay, Chama will geyser on your mother's father's wife, Mishum Eishes Aviyavim, as a gzera atu, your father's father's wife. Right? Your mother's father's wife, what is that? Your mother's husband's not a problem, so why should your mother's father's wife be a problem? But it's only Mishum Eishes Aviyavim. The time of my, what's the reason we did that? Even though it's a gzera the gzera, it's because kul debe abar rabba karle. Because at the end of the day, it's your grandfather's wife. So what's the difference if it's your father's wife or your mother's father's wife? Your Zayda's wife is your Zayda's wife, and therefore the Chama felt in the world of Shneis, this is something that we should do. So that's the case. Eishes Achia of Mina of Erva. Eishes achiha av mina av is an erva, right? Your father's brother, where they share the same father's wife, is an erva. Eishes achiha av mina aim shnia. Because if it's your father's brother, because they share a common mother's wife, that's a shnia. Vigazru al eishes achiha aim mina av. Mishum eishes achiha av mina aim. And chamu wa geyser on your mother's brother, where it's a paternal brother's wife, because of the case of your father's brother Mino Aim's wife. The time of my Mishum the Kulu the Bnei Doidi Karilo. Because at the end of the day, they're all uncles. So if that's the case, so maybe Eishes Achio Aim Mino Aim is also an uncle. So maybe that should be a problem as well. And that's the Gemara's question, man. What's the halacha? Meaning at the end of the day, the Gemara's point is, Shnias on this doesn't care about the halacha gzera l'gzera. Because when the Chachamim instituted Shnias, they said grandfather or grandmother. They said grandfather's wife. They said uncle. Even though we're jumping through hoops that ordinarily in halacha we would never jump through, because we don't even make gzera l'gzera. Over here, we're clearly making gzera l'gzera. Because the way that the rule was instituted was that we're going to answer all grandmothers. Why? Because there is a situation where it's a regular gzera. Aim imay, for example, is a regular gzera. So therefore, we're going to take it a step further and we're going to say that aim aviv as well. Even though it's not the same, it's really a gzera l'gzera. Because what we answered was your grandmother. We answered your grandfather's wife. So maybe we answered your aunt. So even though it's true in the world of gzera, it would make more sense to only ask her certain aunts. We should ask your aunt where it's your father's brother Minoaim's wife, or it's your mother's brother Minoav's wife. But if the gather is that we ask her aunt, that we can even ask her when it's your mother's brother Min Ha'aim's wife, even though technically there's no tzadav. So in the world of Gzair L'Gzair, it shouldn't really play out. So again, we're left with my, what's the halacha? So Zok the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a right. The Chiyasa, Rabbi Yudabar Shelo, Rabbi Yudabar Shelo came from Eretz Yisrael. The Bavel Amar, he said, Amri ben Marav, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Sugi of Shnias Larayis, they say the following, Piskam. They say, Kol Sheb in a Keva Erva. Anytime you have a relative, where if she was in a Keva, she would be considered an Erva. Bezachar, if it's a Zachar, Gazral Ishtay Mishum Shnias. Then, his wife is going to be also Mishum Shnia. Right? Makes a lot of sense. So if this particular relative on the Yichus chart is considered an Erva because she's in a Keva, a Zohar can't be an Erva. So then the Zohar's wife, the same relative in a Zohar, his wife is going to be not an Erva Deraisa, is going to be a Shnia. V'amar Rava. So Rava said, Uklalu, is this really a Klal? This is not a Klal. Let's go through it. Chamoy say Erva. A mother-in-law is an Erva. Eishes Chamov. muteris. In the Brice of Shinas Darais, we said your father-in-law's mother is mutter. Bascha Moisai Erva. Your father-in-law's daughter is an Erva. Why is your father-in-law's daughter an Erva? Achais Ishtai. Your father-in-law's daughter is going to be your wife's sister. Yet, Eshes Ben Chamoisai Muteres. Your father-in-law's son's wife is not an Erva. Bas Chamov Erva. Bas Chamoisai is your mother-in-law's daughter. Your mother-in-law's daughter is an Erva. That's Achis Eshtai Minoeim. Eshes Ben Chamoisai Muteres. Whereas your daughter-in-law's your mother-in-law's son's wife is going to be mutter. Bas Chamov, Yeshver, right, same thing. Yeshver's daughter is an Erva. Eshes Ben Chamov, whereas Yeshver's son's mutter is going to be mutter. Chayraktoi is going to be an Erva, right? Your wife's daughter is an Erva. Aba Eshes Chargoi, whereas your stepson's wife, Muteres, that we saw in the Braisna. Bas Chargesai, Erva. Your stepson's daughter is going to be an Erva, because that's your wife's son's daughter. Eshes Ben Chargoi. Yet, your stepson's son's wife, Muteres, is going to be Mutter. So this rule is Pasha no Shaychis. It's not true. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, Kol Sheb Ben Akeva, Erva Bezachar, Gazra Al Ishtay Mishum Shnia. It's Pasha, not true. The Gemara just mentioned, Al Regalach, it's five examples where it doesn't play out. So the Gemara says, Must be Vahadra, Vidabar, Shei La Suyei Mai. So what's it coming to say? He said something. They didn't completely miss this in Eretz Yisrael. So what did they mean? Must be was coming to be married with something specific, a specific erva. So Gemara says, "Lav la'asuye eishes achiyo aim eno aim." What it was probably coming to be marba was eishes achiyo aim eno aim. It's your mother's paternal brother's wife. The chol shem in a keva erva bezocher gazra lishtay mishum shniyo. And it's based on this principle of chol shem in a keva erva al ishtay gazra mishum shniyo. And what's the nekeva erva? Because your mother's sister. Your mother's sister is considered an erva. And being that your mother's sister is considered an erva, so your mother's brother's wife is also going to be considered an erva. And your mother's sister is considered an erva, even if she's only your mother's sister, Minoeim. So too, your mother's brother, Minoeim's wife, is also going to be considered a shneil. And that's how we will push it to Shaila. So the Gemara says, Maishno hani u maishnoha. At the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a rule. Kol shem nekeva erva, bezachar gazra lishtay mishum shneya. Lemais, after further review, it applies to one case. It applies to the case of eishnes, it applies to the case of your mother's maternal brother's wife. But there's five other cases that it doesn't apply to. So afraid the Gemara, what's the pshat? All these other cases, this rule doesn't hold. All of a sudden, in this case, it holds. So the Gemara says, ha b'chad kedushin mekarevlo, ani ad ikatrei kedushin le mekarevlo. The reason is because your mother's brother's wife, in order for that shnia to happen, to come into existence, one marriage has to be one chasana. One kedas moishav Yisrael. Who has to get married? Your mother's brother has to get married. So that now there's a wife, and that wife is going to be considered the shnia. But all the other cases have multiple wives. So for example, the first one was chamoisay erva. Eishnes chamov is muteres. Right? Your shver's wife is not considered even a shnia. Now, how does a person become a shver's wife? Number one, you have to have a shver, which means you got married, and your shver has to have a wife. Bas chamoisai is an erva, but eishes ben chamoisai is muteres. How do you have an eishes ben chamoisai? There's a bunch of chasanas. So the point is that wherever you need only one chasan over there, it's going to be okay. However, we have to come out to multiple weddings, so that's where the chachamim were looked at it a little bit differently. One more gemara. Shalach le Rameshashia mitusnia le Rapapi. Rameshashia mitusnia, he asked Rapapi the following question. He said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, achi av eishes achi avia av. A person's father's brother's wife. Va'achois avi ha'av. Or a person's father's sister. Ma'u, what's the halacha? Are they going to be shnias la'rayas? Are they not going to be shnias la'rayas? What's the shayla? Kibin de lamata erva. Being that lamata, there's an erva l'mayla nami gozerbe. So maybe l'mayla, they were also gozer. Meaning, a person's father's brother's wife is considered an erva deraisa, if it's mitzad av, right? That's what we've been talking about until now. A person's father's brother min av's wife is an erva deraisa. So maybe a person's father's brother's wife should be an erva derabbanan. It should be a shliya. So that's the shayla. Do you say regarding these ervas, kivin de lamata, one generation younger, earlier, would be considered an erva. So to lemailo nami gazer. No, maybe at the same time it's one day removed, and maybe it shouldn't be considered erva. So Gemara says Tashma, bring your rai from our brisa. Mahin shniyos. The brisa listed the shniyos like a chashav lubadayu, and it didn't mention this. Oh, so from the fact that the brisa didn't mention these two shniyos, that's a rai. They're not considered shniyos. So the Gemara says Tana v'shayer. No, Tana v'shayer. That's not a rai, because maybe who said the brisa mentioned all the raias? Maybe it left out some of the shniyos. So my shayer, the high shayer. Right, you need a precedent for that. Do you know something for sure that it left out? Mar says, yeah, Shayer Shnias to be Reb Chiya. They left out all the Shnias to be Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya had a whole bunch of Shnias, and those Shnias were left out. Now, what were the Shnias to be Reb Chiya? We're going to see this already in tomorrow's talk. But Shnias to be Reb Chiya weren't mentioned, so if the Shnias to be Reb Chiya weren't mentioned, so that's why this doesn't have to be mentioned either. Meimer, the Gemara says, okay, so what's the bottom line? So Mar says, Meimer, Achsha Be'eshes Achi Avi Aviv, Ubachos Avi Aviv. He was mat to both of them. So he was mater, a person's father's father's brother's wife, and he was also mater, a person's father's father's sister. So even though a person's father's brother's wife is an erva, and a person's father's sister is an erva, but if it's one generation higher, over there he was taka mater. He didn't say ton of a shire. He was mater. He said, excuse me, I'm only Rav Hill, Rav Ashi. So Rav Hill told Rav Ashi, l'di chazi li shnias mar brei de rabbana. I saw a reshima. He said, I saw a list of shnias that was attributed to mar, the son of Rabbana, Uksivon Shitzri Li Surah, and it mentioned 16 Shniyos. Now, my love, how did he come up with 16? Here's my guess. Tamni de Masnaisa, the 8 that we had in our bride. So, the Shis de Be'er Rabchia, the 6 of Rabchia that we didn't see yet, Vahanachtarti, and we must have had these 2 that we just mentioned. Eishas Achi Avi Aviv Mina'av, Vachos Avi Aviv. Hot Shitzri, that must be 16. So, it's a Kashan Amemer. Amemer was Machsher, Lechari Averaya, from this Rishima of Marbre de Rabbana, that must be the Ultamechli, don't go into your Shifser Havin. It should have been 17. Ta'ika Eishas Achi Aim Mina'aim, the Pashtina Li Surah. Right? We had Eishnes Achio Eim Minoeim. That was the whole Shaila in the Gemara. But what was the Maskanos Gemara? Based on what they said in Marava, Kolshim in the Keva Ever, Bezacha Gazra, Alishna Mishum Shnia, that your mother's maternal brother's wife is also considered a Shnia. So really, it's 70s. Mar says, Alekasha, that's not fair. Because Hanach Tarti, these last two, which two? Eishas Achi Aviyahav and Achis Aviyahav, the Dami Ladadi, they're very similar to each other. Kechad Achash, they're considered one. If that's the case for Shitzri, so at the end of the day, it would be 16. So again, we have a Kasha then. Amema was matter those two. So Fate the Gemara, Amalei Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel told Rav Ashi, how could Amema have said those two Amutter? I found the Rishima from Abed Rabbana that said there are 16. What's the 16? You have 8, 6, we're missing 2. Must be it's those 2. You see that Asr, not like Amema. So the Gemara says, or really it's 15 and it's missing 1, so that must be the 16. At the end of the day, didn't he find that? It's also Amalei, told him, according to you, since Rav Ashi told Rav Hill, he says, let's be honest, you found the Rishima, you found up some manuscript somewhere. If it would have said the Shnias Amutter, those 2 Shnias, you would have been Mako? Says, you know you want Dov. Why not? Because the Mar Breid Rabbanim Yichasim Alei. What, it was notarized? He signed on it? It had his signature on it? It didn't. No, so Hatshah Nami Dechsev Li Yisura La Mar Breid Rabbanim Yichasim Alei. And being that he didn't sign on it, you have no places to go ahead and be Simech on it. And it's for that reason, it's not something we can rely on. So if I maybe wanted to say it's Mutter, you could say it's Mutter. And this in no way, shape, or form has any impact on what he said.